the Sedra Vayikra begins Vayikra El Moshe Vaidaber Adonai Elam Yom Moed Lemor. So Vayikra, the first word Vayikra has a small aleph. So it says, why does it have an aleph zero? Why does it have a small aleph? Because of the modesty of Moshe Rabbeinu. You look at the end of the parsha of Kudei, and it says V'chaseon and Asol Moed Uchvor Noi Molei Es Mishkan, that when the Mishkan became a living, breathing entity, there's no longer just an edifice, or even a traveling edifice, but when it became a living entity, when the Shekhinah descended, Moshe ran out. It says, "Le'yachol Moshe lavo el ha'moed, ki shachan lavo anan chvod noy molei es ha'mishkan." And it says Moshe could not go in into the tent of the meeting to ha'moed, for the Shekhinah had descended on it in a cloud, and the glory of God had filled the Mishkan. So the point is, it's V'leyachol Moshe. It's not that Moshe couldn't go in. He saw himself as being unable to go in, as being unworthy to go in. In today's environment, where everybody thinks he's bigger than God and everybody thinks he's greater than the next guy, it's a very important lesson. So when God was dictating to Moshe to write over the Torah's Kohanim, the book of Vayikra, so Moshe had an argument with God. He says, Vayikra, Moshe, and I want you to use the same language you use with Bilam HaRasha. Vayikra, God, it happened to appear to him. Moshe Rabbeinu said, was told by Kodesh Baruch Hu, nope, write Vayikra. In other words, I'm calling you in. I didn't build this house. I didn't build my sanctuary to be empty of those who love me and those who revere me and those who spread my word. I expect man to come in. I want you to come in. I don't need to be alone here in this place. And so Moshe said, look, I'm not worthy. So God said, shribe, right. So he wrote Vayikra with a small aleph. So this one, Vayikra, Moshe wanted his Vayikra that he wasn't worthy of anything, that he was no better than Bilam HaRasha. But God said, right, no, Vayikra, I'm calling you in. And this is something, this idea of modesty applies so much now during Chodesh Nisan, during the holiday of Passover. In other words, when we think about all that Kodesh Baruch Hu did for us, and all that Kodesh Baruch Hu continues to do for us, then how can we be grace? How can we hold from ourselves? We have to be like Moshe Rabbeinu in starting a Vayikra, that when we bring ourselves to Kodesh Baruch Hu, we have to realize we're not as great as we think we are. And if we realize that, then at Kodesh Baruch Hu, Kodesh Shemar et HaMishkan, the Rabbeinu Shem will not only fulfill our Mishkanei Ma'at, our small sanctuaries, but it will rebuild the base of Migdash, and the whole world will know of the glory of God. Rabbi Hanan.